Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference. Staring at the window on a cloudy morning, trying to lick her wounds while the tears warm. The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct. 君子欲纳于言而敏于行。今天早读来自《论语》。纳于言而敏于行，直译为君子做到话语谨慎，做事行动敏捷。内涵的意思是，人们应该说话谨慎，因为祸从口出。说话不谨慎，伤害自己又伤害他人，招来麻烦，甚至招致灾祸。我们来看今天早读这句话。The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct. 我们再来用美音读一下。The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct. 首先我们来做这句话发音要点的讲解。我们来看第一个单词 superior, superior, 这个单词包含四个音节，重音呢是在第二音节上的 superior, superior, superior. The superior manwishes to be slow in his speech. 前半句在 speech 这个位置可以短停，在 speech 这个词上呢，我们也可以用声调来提示后半句还有内容。Slow in his speech, slow in his speech, 还要注意 slow 和 in 的连读。Slow in his, slow in his, 我们发现 in 和后面的 his 也是可以连读的。in his, 这个时候 h 音击穿了。In his speech, slow in his speech, 前半句 The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech, 后半句 And earnest in his conduct. Earnest, earnest, 后面 in his 连读 in his conduct, conduct, 行为这个词读成 conduct.Conduct. 我们来读一下这句话。The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct. 好，我们再来看美音。那 superior 这个词美音呢读成 superior. Superior. 同样四个音节重音在第二音节上。Superior, superior. The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech. 同样声调在 speech 上。Slow in his 连读。Slow in his speech. Slow in his speech. 后半句。An earnest in his conduct. An earnest in his conduct. 注意两个单词有发音区别。Earnest 和 conduct. Earnest, conduct. 它们的区别呢，其实就是英音美音在字典里体现的音标的区别。我们如果会了音标，去查字典，看到音标的标注，就能够读出单词英音和美音的读法了。我们再来用美音读一下这句话。The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct.发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来分析一下这句话的翻译。君子欲纳于言而敏于行，这个君子是怎么翻译的呢？ The superior man. The superior man. 其中呢 superior 形容词表示好过其他的，或者说优越的。比如说一位优秀的艺术家，就是 a superior artist. 这显然是一位优秀艺术家的作品。 This is clearlyThe work of a superior artist. 如果想要表达优于什么什么呢，就可以说 be superior to 什么什么。比如说，这些新产品远远的优于老产品。The new products are far superior to the old ones. 那它的反义词呢，就是较次、较差的 inferior。比如说，我总感觉比她稍逊一筹。I always felt slightly inferior to her. 我们来看两个原声例句。我很幸运娶到了一个比我优秀的女人。
I was fortunate enough to marry a woman who is superior to me. I was fortunate enough to marry a woman who is superior to me. I was fortunate enough to marry a woman who is superior to me.
I was fortunate enough to marry a woman who is superior to me. 他们比我们做的要更好。
They're superior to what we were doing. They're superior to what we were doing. They're superior to what we were doing.
They are superior to what we were doing. 其中包含的用法 be superior to 什么什么，比什么什么更加的优秀。你要注意 to 后面要跟名词。我们再来继续看这句话 ，wish to do 对应成了欲。君子欲怎么怎么样，那就是 a superior man wishes to do 什么什么。那那语言呢，翻译成了 be slow in his speech， 敏于行翻译成了 be earnest in his conduct。slow in his speech 说话的时候要缓慢、谨慎 ，earnest in his conduct， 其中 earnest 表示真诚的、认真的。Be earnest in 什么什么就是对什么什么认真或者对什么什么真诚了。比如说 ,Be earnest in the search of good and let us speak the best we can. 追求美好的事物做到款语温言。After he was criticized, he became more earnest in his work than before. 他遭到批评后工作比以前更认真了。Earnest, 认真的。我们再来分析这句话 The superior man, 君子 wishes to be, 欲 slow in his speech, 纳于言 and earnest in his conduct, 而敏于行 The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct, 君子欲纳于言而敏于行今天的活学活用呢我们来试着用 be superior to something, 比什么什么更加的优越优秀用这个词料来随意造一个句子今天早读我们再来读一下首先是英音版 The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct 美音 The superior man wishes to be slow in his speech and earnest in his conduct 今天早读就是这样了 Have a nice day, see you tomorrow